You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, it's your turn.
Yeehaw!
Hey, it's a great day when you wake up, and this is one of those. So welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. We're here somewhat live, I think.
It was We're very lively.
It was a tough night last night.
Oh, really? How tough was it?
Don't eat fish that's been in the fridge for 4 days. Anyways, we got a great show lined up. Darren Bosnes is joining us from Salem Tires. Darren is what I would call an expert, but he's shy, so he doesn't say that.
Very shy.
But he is an actual expert when it comes to tires. Morning, how are you?
Good, Dave. How are you doing today?
Good. Darren Wilson. Oh, sorry, Darren Wilson. It's your brother.
How many Darrens are there here?
It's your brother.
And so it begins.
I think it's Mike Wilson. Yeah. Mike Wilson is his name.
Mike Wilson is here from Wayfair Insurance, which is also Lant Insurance. Wayfair has been the main body of that company. And they're calling in from the Auto Fest, which is going on right now in Oshawa. And they're having a fantastic year. It's the biggest year ever they've had. They've got over 750 entries. And we'll be talking to Mike a little bit later in the show. Rob McLeese, we talked to him last week, Cobble Beach. Cobble Beach is the concours d'elegance. And as we talked last week, no expenses bared on this end. We got him for free. And the same thing works for us now. He's calling in from Owen Sound, I think it is. Is that right?
Yes, it's Owen Sound.
Owen Sound. And what we've done is we've arranged a couple of passes for the event. So if you're calling in, you can get a chance at that. We're going to be probably giving it away after the long weekend because they're on the 14th of September, 15th of September. So we'll get you a couple of passes for the weekend, and that's worth serious dinero.
How do you get your name in for that?
Just call into Dave's Corner Garage.
Okay.
And we get you on air. Name goes down. They're going to ask you for your phone number. And Bob's your uncle. Actually, Bob's my brother. So when we come back.
Haven't heard that one for at least 3 days.
20 years. You know, we're coming up to 20 seasons on this.
That's right, boy.
Boy.
20 years.
Okay. Two old guys are sitting on the curb chatting.
Yeah. Okay.
And one says to the other, he says, you know, Frankie, he says, I want to go get a tattoo. He says, want to get a tattoo? What are you going to get? He says, skull and crossbones, a nude woman? He says, no. Ooh. I think I ought to get my name and address because I'm getting older. We'll be right back. It's Dave's Corner Garage.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage with lots of stuff to tell you about. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook as well and ask questions written down. Facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. In studio, Darren Bosnes from Salem Tire. Dave Renninger over to camera 14 with your brand new T-shirt.
You like? No, nice. This is a used one, and it's not Jeez. From Walmart.
Okay. Some I don't believe that anymore with you.
I thought you only wore that one classy brand.
No, I got this from the States.
He's a classy, swanky kind of guy.
Target.
Where they call it Target. It's Target. By the way, if you're going to Facebook/ Dave's Corner Garage and you like and follow us, you have a chance at a trip to Las Vegas. We're giving away a trip for two to Las Vegas for the weekend. You will fly you down. You get a hotel room for a couple of days. Knock yourself out. If you want to stay longer, you can arrange that. And just go to our website, davescornergarage.com. And all that information is there. The prize will be given out in October. And then we'll get another prize, which we'll work on Darren for. Probably get some tires and stuff like that.
No problem.
Darren, you have a new tire brand called Inspire.
Yep.
Which is, it's, you know, this is a fantastic premium tire at a non-premium price.
Absolutely. Came out probably, hit the market probably 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I guess. 50 sizes, ranges from 14 to 19 inch. So, and new sizes are being brought out every week. 120,000 kilometer tread life warranty or 60 months.
Wow.
And a 30-day trial period. So if you don't like them within 30 days, you can bring them back and get
so you come in, you buy the tires, you put them on your car,
yep.
And for some reason, your wife doesn't like them.
Yep.
Why'd you buy those?
Exactly.
And you end up, you come back, and they'll just give back your money.
Yep.
Wow, that is fantastic.
So but how are you going to drive away? You're not going to have tires. I don't get it.
Wow. You have to buy some after that.
So in reality, does that mean that, Sailin is moving upscale, like we're moving to a better quality?
Essentially, I guess, as we speak a lot of times in the show, there's tiers, right? There's different tiers of tires. Yes. There's always going to be a need for a tier three. So there's and tier two, which is a tier that's kind of shrinking in the market. People are usually going premium or value line. It's not really advantageous to move up into that tier two because it's a shrinking market. So tier three is growing still. So
fascinating.
It's a good place to be.
Well, because there's a lot of room in the market. I mean, you know, normally the tier one tires are going to be on the OE's, you know, car, coming as original equipment.
Correct.
But, you know, most people are leasing nowadays. And if you're in year three or year four and you've only got a 5-year lease and you need tires, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend all that much money. You can save yourself a whack-a-dough by going with the Sailins. Yes.
One of the things that people don't understand is that every tire, no matter what the price or who manufactures it, has to pass government standards.
Yes, definitely. Wouldn't be on our roads otherwise.
Right? So that's the DOT standards.
Correct.
Right? And I always want to talk about the branding of the tire on the side where it says DOT number and the last four digits. Can you talk about that?
Yep. The last four digits are the week and the year that the tire is manufactured. So the first alphanumeric, you know, letters and numbers dictate, you know, where it was manufactured, what factory, et cetera. Then the last four digits are your, the second last two are your week and the last two are the year.
Or the year.
Yes.
So, I mean, I was at the store and they had a special on tires and I looked at it and the tire was like 5 years old already.
Yeah.
Like it's been sitting around in somewhere for 5 years and now they're offering it for sale because they obviously couldn't sell it before.
That was like the fish in the freezer last night.
Is that fish? Yeah. It's okay, honey. It'll be fine.
5 years.
So the answer is manufacturers are saying tires shouldn't last more than 6 years. But is that really an effect here, or does it just start when it comes off the shelf?
Yeah, well, it's like I said, it's not. There's no laws around the stale dating per se. So typically, any tires that are stored properly, you got to remember the tires are manufactured somewhere globally. They're shipped over to North America. They sit in a warehouse for a while. Then the dealers order them, and they sit on their shelf for a while. And you find longer dates typically in more of your ultra high performance or tires that don't move,
move
as
a
much.
Lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I picked up a set of Sailins this week.
Yep.
And they were like 3 months old.
Yeah. That's typically what you're going to see. 3 to 6 months is your typical, but anything beyond that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you're not talking about bread or milk here, you know?
No, it's not perishable.
Right, and there's no best before date on it, you know, and you're not going to get
sick. But they dry out, don't they? And if they're not properly stored, don't they get flat?
Well, if they're not properly stored, they can get ozone and dried out. But like anybody that warehouses tires, they're properly stored. So
yeah, they're not sitting in a farmer's field somewhere. You know,
I got to tell you, I got tires once they were flat like a donut because it was the bottom tire of the.
Of the stack.
Yes.
The beads were touching.
Exactly.
No, which does happen, but you don't.
What do you mean you're not taking delivery of this tire?
Yeah, you should keep an eye on that. But typically, and you got to remember too, the warranty is based on, as long as you have an invoice of install date, that's when the warranty kicks in.
Okay.
Right? So it's if you don't have a receipt or an invoice, then they go off the DOT.
So what's the biggest issue of people getting life out of the tires? Would be air.
I mean, air pressure is paramount. That's the biggest, you know, and people don't realize it's not just the life of the tire, but your fuel mileage decreases as you start to, that's more important because that's what you're putting in the car every day.
You're not finding out that the more, you know, these days because cars have all tire pressure monitors that people are keeping the air up for the most part.
It's better today for sure. Yeah.
They're, yeah.
Like with the electronics, it's the nannies as I call them.
Well, what I learned was I had snow tires on. I have a little HHR, which I do like running around with. My tools are in there and stuff like that. So I took off these old beat up tires and I put on the Sailins.
Yep.
And I was getting 11 kilometers per 100.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it dropped to 9.5.
Yeah.
Because the tire was so much more efficient.
Yeah. And rolling resistance is a big part of that. So
yeah.
Really? Just a different tire will give you that much better?
That much difference. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think because we went to 18s and they were 16s with a. So the tire was a fatter tire.
Yeah. And you put air in it rather than driving around on a flat one.
They weren't solids.
I don't think they put...
We forgot, took the toolbox and left it up at the shop. So, I mean, there was a lot of variables
there. A lot of
there,
weight.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the wife was in the car, so it couldn't go 140. You have to drive 100, you know. So lots of things that do...
Factors.
Exactly. A lot of things affect the mileage.
But it does affect the mileage.
Well, usually a lot of people see it switching from winter tires to all season. because winter tires obviously are a softer compound. There's more traction there, so the rolling resistance isn't as good as an all season.
So in other words, so a tire that's stickier,
yes,
has more resistance. Then does it?
No, a tire that's less sticky has more resistance. Or less, oh, sorry, yeah, yes, you're right. Less resistance.
You lose.
I lose.
Really, I thought I was at home for a minute.
I saw the look. I saw the look on your face. I felt I had to argue.
What was the over under in that question?
I like that. And I was just going to say that, you know, when we talk about sailing, how many years are we talking about sailing?
Five now?
Maybe five Four. Years.
Yeah,
I Sailin is now on Amazon. I saw it on eBay. I saw it on a large tire store advertising them.
Yeah.
Like, you've hit the market now.
Yeah, no, there's a lot sold in Canada. It's a big market for us.
It's amazing how I was changed. Like, from a tire that nobody's heard, yeah. Right? The last thing I just sort of ran, there was 70 deals found on Sailin tires just on eBay and Amazon alone.
Yeah. I think people have realized, like, as you know, tires are a grudge purchase. It's like a roof for a house. You have to have it, but you don't really want to spend money on it.
Yes.
So people are starting to realize that you don't need to spend a copious amount of money to get a quality tire.
Yes.
And the roadside warranty helps big time, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't believe it. 120Ks in 60 months.
What's the website again for Sailin?
SailinTires.ca.
That and more. We'll take your questions about tires, anything to do with cars. And if you're looking for a value of a certain car, we'll tell you about a website you can get to. So follow us on Facebook and listen to us right here, there, and everywhere. Even there. Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. It's a new movie coming out. Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I actually like Tom Hanks. I like his movies.
I'm going to get you a cardigan just for you. Okay. Dave's Corner Garage is Dave Redinger again.
You know, I figured out if you walk in and drool a little bit, they don't even ask you for a ticket.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you the truth, my wife takes a ticket and takes off, and I'm stuck on the wrong side of the fence. And so I just sort of walk in and go, huh? Did my wife come through here?
And they feel sorry for you.
Well, I mean, they're like 16 years old, and I'm like, actually, it was my birthday last week.
It was. Right. We all wished you happy birthday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I've decided that I'm no longer going to have my birthday according to calendars. I'm just going to pick a year, and I'm going to live that year. So I decided this year I'm going to be 53.
Whoa.
And then the cleaning lady came up and said she was 53. So I said, okay, I'm 54.
You have to be older, eh?
Next year I'm going to be 28. All right.
All right, we've got to steer this ship out to Mississauga. We've got Stella on the line. She's got a question about an issue with her vehicle. It's a steering. What's the problem there, Stella?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a 2008 Toyota Sienna.
Nice vehicle.
And I take it every 6 months for maintenance.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any problems. She's running like a gem.
Well, thanks for calling.
And
next caller, please. Thank you.
She's telling me that I need an EFI throttle body service and power steering fluid replacement. Is that necessary? I only have about 75,000 kilometers on it.
Well, 75,000 kilometers, although it is 11 years old, right?
Yes.
You know what? Ask them why they're suggesting this, okay? As far as the throttle body service, you usually do that every couple of years. What was the pricing on it? Could I ask you?
The price?
Yeah.
Oh, golly. I think about $35,000, something like that. Oh, you mean how much they're asking for it?
Yeah. How much did they want for that throttle service and the power steering flush?
Oh, geez. A couple hundred, I think.
You know what? I would say, you know what? Get a second opinion. If you have another place that you normally service the vehicle, like where was it? At the lubrication place?
No, I take it to Toyota.
Okay. Again, you know, they want you to keep the vehicle in a like-new condition.
Yeah.
If you've got the money, it can't hurt, you know, but at the same time, you know, it may not be that bad, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe your fluids are the most avoided and abused product that the car has.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thinking that power steering fluid, you should change.
I should change that.
Yeah, it has all kinds of good chemicals in it, anti-frothing stuff and lubricants and stuff like that.
Okay.
And, you know, it could not hurt the car. It is 10 years old. I mean, 11 years old.
But it's in perfect running condition.
Well, you know what? The whole idea is you want to keep it running perfectly. So, you know, if you can afford it, we're saying that you should do it.
Is it rusty or anything like that?
Sorry?
Is it clean? Is it rusty?
No. There's no rust on it whatsoever. I have it, rust-proof.
Okay, good.
So, almost every second year.
Well, Stella, if you want to keep it for a long, long time, like I say, it can't hurt to get that stuff done.
Mm-hmm. You know, both of them, like the throttle body service too?
Again,
if the car's running well, you may not need that. But definitely, I would definitely look at this, a change in the fluids.
The fluids.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Slav.
Thank you so much.
You know, that's an interesting question. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But there are some situations where you should do maintenance. And
well, it's like for tires. I mean, people say, well, why should I rotate them all that often? I mean, you know, what's going to happen? Well, you want them to last to wear evenly. You want them to last as long as possible. So that's why you want to rotate and balance them. And at the same time, it's a good idea because people don't check things anymore themselves.
Not at all.
You know, they don't, like you talked about, fluids. How many people actually know how to open up the hood and check the oil and all those fluids? So getting your car up on the hoist, having them look at the tires, very easy. That you could have a cut, you could have a tear in the sidewall or something.
I think it's the responsibility of the mechanic that's under the car. He must have a...
Right, but he can't do that if you don't bring the car in.
I agree.
True.
You know,
but once it's
a good point. I like that idea. Where's the car? The mechanic's underneath the forklift going, where's the car?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if a guy is under there, a mechanic's under there, and I always push this, that if you're under there, you're the expert. You have to have a look at that car and see that the lines are in decent shape and that the fluids are up and up.
Exactly.
And then you come back to the customer and you say, well, I don't want to do anything, but at least, you know,
you have to bring it to their attention.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yes. You know, where we're seeing a lot these days, because a lot of new tires now, you know, are very narrow sidewalls. You're talking,
you know,
40 series tires. And when you hit a pothole and you've torn the or wrecked the steel inside the tire, you may not know it because it's still holding air.
Could be on the inside of the tire too, which you can't even see.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But so, you know, you've got this herniation thing on the side of it that could blow at any time.
So would that be under warranty?
If there's a road hazard warranty, yes, but not under a typical manufacturing warranty.
No, okay.
I'm just looking up a glossary here. Is that herniation? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Herniation, yeah.
That's the female one.
Do you go to a Schuldeis for that or what?
The male is hernia, the female is herniation.
My Toyota's not working, I got a herniation. Anyways, we'll leave it there.
We'll check your oil.
I knew that was coming.
Cough.
Dave's Corner Garage on Facebook. We've got questions to get to. And next we're going to go out to Lakeview. AutoFest is going on in the Schwa, and we're going to talk to Mike Wilson from Wayfair. So stay with us. Questions with Darren Boston, some Salem tires, and even a boat with Santa Claus. Coming up next on Dave's Corner Garage.
It hurts when they touch me there.
Leave your herniation alone. Well, we want to thank everybody who's writing in so far. You can, if you don't want to ask the boys a question, you can write into facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, plug in your question. And Dave, there's one that's written in here saying, what is the value of a 2011 Kia Soul, and how do I find out?
Okay, Kia Soul used to be really a hot car. Everybody wanted one, and they ran into problems with the engines. Apparently, there was filth or something or dirt in the motors, and these things would just disappear. It break down. The Kia Soul, the Rondo, or some of those, they had a real engine problem. So the value has dropped. But if you really want to know what your car is worth, your car, because every car is individual, go to VMRCanada.com. VMRCanada.com. Plug in all the information. Be accurate. You know, how many miles are on it? Does it have a fancy stereo? Does it, color doesn't really matter, but it has a sunroof or it's a special package. And it'll come back pretty accurate at what the value is.
Will that be a wholesale value or a trade-in value?
They give you both.
Okay.
They give you the wholesale value and they give you the retail value. And we actually use that in the industry. If you're the bank and you have to finance the car.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get an idea of what it's worth.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Oshawa. Where men are men and women are lonely.
Leave it.
Mike Wilson's on the phone. Mike, good morning. Oh, we couldn't get him. There you go. Okay, we're going to try and get him now. You know what? Leave him till the next
segment.
Right, segment.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that in Oshawa all the streets are named after ships.
That's ships. True.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Give us a quiz. See if Darren knows any.
Totten Road. Go ahead, Darren. Say Totten Road.
Totten Road.
There you go. The Darren knew one.
So what was Totten?
I had no idea. I just read that somewhere.
Name of a boat?
I didn't know
and
that
right, so when we get a hold of Mike, we were at AutoFest Nationals, and this is probably the biggest year they've ever had. Mike's going to be down there. We're going to talk to him probably around 10:42. We'll move it over there.
How come they wouldn't name the streets after cars or, you know, things like that?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, GM we models. Have a question. Yeah. We'll go to the thing. Marianne.
Put your glasses on.
Good morning, madam. How are you?
Hi there. I've got my glasses on.
Yes, but mine aren't at the front of the face.
Okay, So I drive a 2018 Toyota Corolla IM, and I love it, but I'd like to turn off the voice.
Oh, I've heard this before. Yeah.
Okay.
This one in Mazda. Mazda is the worst one.
It inadvertently comes on when I inadvertently sort of touch part of the center of the steering wheel. And so I went on to the screen, like the touch screen, and, you know, I found, sorry I don't have it in front of me, but I don't know whether it was voice or one of the features on the menu. And there was something that said, I don't know, deactivate or something to that effect. And I clicked it, and there was a check mark. So I thought it had worked. And then it happened again.
Mm. What is it telling you?
recalculating.
No, it, she, what would you like me to do? I don't know. I guess because she wants you to say whether you want to choose a radio station. I tried it.
You couldn't just tell her to be quiet?
Oh, trust me.
Shut the F up, okay? Please. Yeah. I'm trying to drive.
But yeah, it's just like to choose a radio preset or maybe make a phone call. I don't have my phone. I don't want it. I don't tie it into the car.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea. So is there a way?
You know what? I don't know if there is because you'd have to contact actually a dealer or, you know, punch it up on Google because I find all kinds of stuff on Google. I'll give you...
Here for.
Yeah, well, I'll give you another example.
Nice shot,
we can't afford new cars. You see, we drive old jalopies.
My wife's friend in Montreal has a Mazda 3, and it every morning it says "Welcome to Quebec."
Loud?
And it's
English or in French.
Put on your seatbelt and da 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 da.
Oh.
And she got so frustrated, nobody could shut it off. She gave the car back to the dealership.
Oh my God, that would be awful. I did call. It's a wonderful dealership. It's not where I purchased the car, but I've been going there almost since I purchased it, and they're wonderful. I don't know if I can give a shout out, but
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, Burlington Toyota.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Have you not gone back there and asked them about it?
I talked to the advisor that I deal with, Matt, and he said he looked it up. It took him a bit. He said he looked it up, and he said there wasn't a way. But this is after the first time that when I don't know if the word was deactivated, but something like that on the screen. And
yeah, deactivate, yeah.
And I saw a check mark, so I thought I had done it.
Yeah, but it probably reset every time you start the car.
Oh.
So yeah, a lot of things as a failsafe, they go back on again. They default to being on rather than off.
Does your car shut off also every time you come to a light?
Does my car shut off?
Yeah.
No.
My car used to shut off every time I came to the light.
So
the engine would stop.
Yep.
And then when you touch the gas, the engine would crank over and start again. That was the most disconcerting. And I went back to Cadillac and they said, no, you should have picked it up on the test drive. So I figured out that when the car is being serviced by the mechanic, the engine's got to keep running. So the answer was disconnect the switch to tell the hood that it's closed.
That's what scissors are for.
You can't turn it off.
Can't now.
Is there some sort of wire, do you think? Or
yeah, there's a wire somewhere that you can probably pull off that little...
But it wouldn't be worth it to try to investigate now. It's only if he was already doing something in... The electrical area?
Go on Google.
You're not going to disable something like that now. You've got to go into the software. If you don't find it on Google, I would call head office. You know, if you look in your owner's manual, there'll be a 1-800 number, a toll-free number.
To Toyota when my AC has didn't work two times with the car. I mean, everything's fine now, but two different issues. So I have a contact there.
Yeah, I can
do that.
Yeah, but that's probably going to get where you're going to get satisfaction
from. Yeah, you're probably not the first person to complain about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought most people liked those kind of features, and I don't.
You know, I used to have it in the 70s. Your door is open.
No, your door is ajar.
Your door is ajar, yeah.
I thought it was a door. All of a sudden, it's ajar.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
Thank
you, anyway.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend.
Your dipstick is long.
Leave it alone. You got herniation, and now it's dipstick. Off the rails already. We knew
Look at the size of that bubble.
Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back, we think. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We have a couple tire questions coming up, and we'll get to your call. So stand by. Operators are ready. And we're going to head up to Owen Sound and talk to the man in charge of Elegance de Concorde, Mr. Rob McLeese. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Over to Dave Redinger.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Great, Dave. Thanks very much.
Okay, Concorde. Why'd you call it Concorde 2?
Sorry? Why do we call it Concorde?
Concourse the two. It says a two in there. Concourse two. Okay, forget about it. It's not a good question.
Oh no, and you know what? That's Allie. That's her email handle.
Oh, you know what?
That's good. Now she has no security.
For a good time.
Well, if you want, he'll give out your personal cell phone number too. He does that for me all the time.
Yeah. It was her email.
All right. Cobble Beach, which is in Owen Sound, is having the Concourse d'Elegance September the 14th and 15th. You know what? Tell the audience what a Concours d'Elegance actually is.
Okay, Dave, a Concours d'Elegance is a show of elegant and rarely seen automobiles, often viewed as art. And the Concours itself that one pays for is on September 15th, the mm-hmm. Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Saturday are free events. You won't see all the cars that are on the Concours day, but you'll see a number of them.
Now, these are cars that are, you know, sometimes million-dollar units. I've seen them come off the trailer. They wrap the wheels so they don't get any grass on them. They brush the carpeting, and it's like the most beautiful car you've ever seen in your life, even better than when it was made.
That's exactly right. In fact, we have one of them that's worth somewhere in the order of about almost 20 million Canadian.
Wow.
It's spectacular.
What kind of car is that?
That's a 1938 Mercedes-Benz 540K. Look it up on the internet. You'll be blown away. This car is coming from Georgia.
We had R&M Auctions was one of our clients for many, many years. And he had a car, an Adler. It was called an Adler, which became later Audi. And this, before the war, the guy actually buried the car in his front driveway and so that he would protect the car. And then after the war, the idea was he would come back and then uncover the car. But it became a communist country.
Oh.
It became East Germany. Oops. So when the wall went down, he finally got his car back. And that apparently was also in the $15 and $20 million range.
Exactly. One of the same fellow who's bringing that Mercedes-Benz car this year, his car that he had last year at Cobble Beach was a Delahaye. Same kind of story. He bought it at the 1938 Paris Auto Show, drove it for 3 months, realized the Germans were coming in. And he built it into his house with four walls around it, no windows, no doors.
Wow.
Stayed there for 27 years, until 1965.
These are fantastic stories, and these are handmade vehicles. They're never two are the same.
So, Rob, normally how many vehicles do you get of this caliber at the show?
Of that caliber, probably between 5 and 10, mm-hmm. but we'll have a total of about 112 cars.
Make sure you don't wear your belt buckle, right?
No belt buckles, no hanging jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Dave. Take note of that one.
My gold chain. Yeah,
gold chain.
And women and men are wearing period costumes.
A lot of them wear period costumes, and the ladies often wear big hats or fascinators.
Yeah, I know about fascinators now. $200 later.
Exactly.
So it's really a nice event. You know, men are wearing blazers and white pants, and they're wearing their... It's like when you do the Great Gatsby sort of era back 20s and 30s.
Very much so. It's an elegant event. It's fun. It makes you smile seeing the vehicles and seeing the people. It's a fun event.
Now, we were talking before about hotel rooms. You said there were 4,500 rooms in the area?
Within 1 hour of Cobble Beach.
So Cobble Beach is 2 hours from Toronto, so maybe just drive out from Toronto.
That's what a lot of people do. If you leave Toronto at 7 or 7:30 in the morning, you'll be on site by 10 o'clock. And then you come back, you watch the cars for 2, 3, 4 hours. If you like to see them move, the cars move between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock when all of the class awards, all the cars come and do a circuit around the people, which is kind of fun.
Rob, thanks for your call. And listen, all the best. We'll try and get a hold of you maybe before the actual event takes place. But have a great time up there.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Okay, what we didn't mention was we're going to give away two tickets to the event, and it's going to be at the Will Call desk, and we're going to start taking names now.
Very good. And we're going to get to some questions about tires with Margaret. So, hi, Margaret. Stay in the line. We'll get to you shortly. But next, for sure, Mike Wilson out at Auto Fest in Oshawa. Stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage, live on Facebook. Follow us and ask a question if you want it. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see Al running around looking at the screen.
Inappropriate touching there.
Tuck in your gut there. Tuck in your gut. Okay, we are now officially going to go to AutoFest with Mike Wilson from Wayfarer/Land Insurance. And Dave, take it over to you.
Yeah, as one of our company policies, we pay nothing for our reporters.
We know that.
I'm surprised at the quality we get. Mike Wilson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well, but we certainly need to talk about that a little bit after.
Yeah, he's working on Saturday.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
On a sunny Saturday, believe it or not.
That's all right. Triple time and a steam whistle, you'll be fine.
So where are we? We're in Oshawa by the lake?
We are. We're actually at the foot of Simcoe Street in beautiful Lakeview Park, just off of Lake Ontario. So beautiful, beautiful spot. It's, you know, lots of shade. You know, we've got the beautiful water right there. So lots going on this weekend for sure.
So tell me something. What kind of vehicles are there?
Oh, there's absolutely everything. You know, obviously you got your hot rods, your muscle cars, you got some of your clubs that actually showed up just walking along our booth area here. We've got like the Corvettes of Durham here, Durham Region Classic Mustang Club. We've got the Bandit Run just down the street. So we've got a bunch of birds actually sitting there and Trans Am. So it's pretty cool.
This is almost like the last thing of the season. I mean, the season's starting to wind down. You know, the exhibition time, and then we got September, and that's about it.
Yeah, I always tell everybody. Everybody says, you know, CNE, it's the end of the year. I always equate it to AutoFest. It's the end of the season.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's bittersweet, right? But lots going on. Like I was just talking to some of the show organizers here. Sorry, over 700 pre-registered cars, and that's I guess the most they've had. And
well,
they
that's
have
huge.
upwards of 2,000 cars here in the park.
So the family comes over. We just sort of stroll, and there's food.
Yep, there's food vendors. There's actually something for the whole family here. There's a kids' view zone where basically there's bouncing castles, face painting. There's a silent auction, Woman's World. Dom's Car Smash is going on here. And actually, something really cool this year, B&G Towing is doing a recovery demo. So they're actually flipping a tractor trailer. They're starting out on the side and going to be flipping it back to its wheels. So it's pretty cool.
It's like driving in the 401.
That's it.
So Lakeview Park, Oshawa, it's AutoFest Nation. And obviously Lant and Wayfair is there. Is it a good time for them to buy insurance, I guess, to put the stuff away for the winter?
Definitely. We're, you know, guys are always looking to buy and sell this time of year and transport cars. And, you know, going into the storage season is a good time to always look at the values of the vehicle as well. So,
and that's something somebody told me, not to take the insurance off the vehicle over the winter.
No, especially if you're moving other vehicles in and around that car stored, that's technically a collision claim if you bumped it with another vehicle. And if you reduce the fire and theft, you've got no coverage.
So in other words, it's cheap enough that you can run it all year.
Exactly. Our policies are you know, sort of a package I refer to. It's coverage for the full year, obviously, unless the vehicle's undergoing a restoration. But the premiums reflect that, you know, it's seasonal use. It's probably going to be stored 6 to 8 months a year and, you know, driven maybe once a week.
And generally speaking, the insurance cost is about half of what it would cost a daily driver, correct?
Exactly. We're on average 45 to 50% lower than daily auto insurance.
You can't go wrong.
Can't love it. Okay, website?
Website, www.wayfairinsurancegroup.com. Guys, go to the events page.
Go grab yourself a steam whistle. Enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm on there right now.
Okay, buddy. Have a great weekend. We have a ton of calls to get to, including, because Darren's here from Sale and Tire, a question from Margaret about tires. We're going to get to that. Hopefully, Marianne about her car, and Jack about her transmission oil, and John about his air conditioning. It's going to be a two-hour show now, Darren. We tell you this?
It's fascinating.
I would like to have known that.
Fascinating.
We'll be right back. Hey, herniation, fascination. Leave it alone.
I was looking at
garage. Go by.
What a pair of fascinators.
Easy. Smoother what? Sale and Tire commercial, and there we go. We have a question from Margaret about tires. Margaret, take it away. What's your question?
Hi. I have an Acura. Sorry. Acura 3.2 TL. It's a 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But one front tire especially, every now and again it needs air. And I can't believe that it goes down so often. So I take it to my mechanic to get some air in.
Yep.
And he says, oh, it seems like the rim has a leak.
Okay.
And is that possible?
Well, you're talking about the passenger front tire, correct?
Yes, usually it's so.
See, just like Karnak.
The guy's a maven.
How did you know
maven.
That, Al?
Just yeah. like Karnak. Because that's the one everybody hits the curb with when they're parking.
Yes.
Even the men listeners, I just want you to know. Because men say, oh, I never hit nothing.
Park so what, by Braille.
So what they have to do is they have to remove the tire from that rim, Margaret. And they have to use a special buffing wheel to clean all the corrosion off of the rim.
Yep.
Because you're depending on the clean surface of the wheel to seal against the clean rubber of the tire. And if the surface is irregular or you have loose, you know, corrosion there, it's not going to seal properly. So if they clean all the corrosion off, make sure the mating surface of the tire is clean, and then you can actually use a sealer as well, put it all back together, and you keep the tire pressure up and stop hitting it. Of course, it's by accident. Then guaranteed it's going to hold air, but that's most likely what it is. So it can be fixed.
Darren, if she has to replace the tire, she does it in pairs?
Depending on how much wear, like I'm not sure if they're...
No, it's like every time I put it, it's up on the hoist, it's $20. And if it happens often, you know what, I just keep throwing away.
So how often do you have to go in?
But, pardon?
How often do you have to put air in it?
Not that often, but often enough, I said, gee, I'm not driving it every day, but it usually goes... it's going down. It's leaking somewhere. I see it going down, you know?
All right. So what I'm suggesting is, first of all, if it only goes down once every 6 months, then only spend
more
a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's coming on once a week, then obviously there's a big leak there, okay?
Okay.
And you shouldn't have to pay for him to fix it every time. He's obviously not fixing it properly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, band-aiding. Okay.
What I would do is...
remove the rim.
Remove the wheel, take the tire off the rim, clean it properly. You know what? I would probably go to another tire guy.
Okay.
You know, because if the same guy is fixing the same tire, you know,
and over and over,
yeah. Obviously he's missing it. He's just not doing it properly.
Whereabouts do you live, Margaret?
Oh, near to the Allen Road.
No, we'll go to Allen.
Shepherd.
You're a hop, skip, and a jump from Allen's place.
All right, Margaret, I'd be happy to look at it for
you. Have a dunk tank?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, perfect. That's all you need to do.
Dunk tank? What's a dunk tank?
That's where you put the boss over it, and you try to throw little donuts at it.
No,
and
seriously.
Then the boss falls
Margaret
in the dunk tank.
Margaret needs to know what a dunk tank is, Darren. Go ahead.
Well, they can take the whole wheel, you know, the whole wheel and tire off, put it in the dunk tank, and wherever the bubbles come from, that's where the leak is.
So usually from the mouth.
Usually from the mouth, yes.
That's disgusting.
Sometimes the nose.
No, it's normal. There's actually a fork that pushes it down.
Pushes it down, yeah.
Is there a knife, too, with a spoon or what?
Yeah.
For you, yes.
Okay,
Margaret, there you go. Give Al, what's your number? Your personal one for Glen Allen Motors.
There you go. 416-665-6230.
There you go, Margaret. He won't hurt you.
He won't hurt you. Take it to this place.
That's right. Give me a call on Monday and we'll check it out for you.
Yeah. What place is this I'm going to call?
You're calling me personally.
Oh, okay, Mr. Allen.
Mr. Allen.
And a woman's going to answer the phone, but don't let scare you.
She's much nicer than Al, too.
Just better tell her you're the lady from the radio show on Saturday. There
yeah,
you go.
I'm on. Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Okay, Margaret,
so
take care. You're welcome.
Hi, Raymond.
It's good stuff. What's new at Salem? What's the latest news?
The latest news? Oh, God. There's news every week, it seems.
I know.
But the Inspire is the thing that we're really excited about because
yes.
We've got some really good reviews. We did some testing, third-party testing. It actually performed so well, we thought it might not be right. So we went and got another third party to test it, and it came out with the same results. So it's quite the tire. Yeah.
Quite the tire. That's going to put your name even higher.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe they'll get out of grade 3 and maybe the grade 4.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, you went the wrong
forward,
way,
right?
Dave. You
got to
go up, not down.
Up, up, up.
Well, Dave had a problem at school. Did you know that?
Yeah. I see what it was now.
Yeah.
3 comes after 4 and then it's 6.
What do you want? I'm 54 years old.
No, you're 53 at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, no, that? I had to change.
That's true. I forgot it.
I have to Google Fascinator. I still don't believe what you guys were telling me.
All righty.
Well, you had a herniation. That could explain a lot.
I want to thank Darren Bossens for joining us, Mike Wilson from Wayfair Insurance, and Rob McLeese from Concours. We've been asking for your phone numbers, and we'll put that in the hat, and hopefully in 2 weeks we'll send you out to Concours d'Elegance.
And even though you've missed Dave's birthday, he's still accepting gifts.
How many cakes do you have at home now, in storage now?
I don't know. I never see them. All this goes to the freezer. We got 2 freezers, though. Anyways, keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and remember, we'll see you next week on the Flip Flop. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get? This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.